From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
A former army officer says Guyana's in an undeclared state of emergency. Trinidad's health crisis worsens as doctors stay off the job, and the England cricket team's heading for Zimbabwe over the objections of the British government. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's violent crime wave claimed one more life last night when a 39-year-old businesswoman was killed at her home by gunmen. Police say the woman was shot 5 times and her 18-year-old son, who was also wounded in the attack, is reported to be in critical condition in hospital. The police say they're investigating the matter. Law enforcement officers themselves continue to come under attack from armed individuals. So far this year, 5 of them have been killed. Retired Army official Brigadier David Granger told me he's not surprised that the crime situation hasn't been brought under control.
Because the causes of what we call the crime wave have not been removed. There is definitely a reaction by the village of Buxton, which one may say is the epicenter of the present explosion, to the police. Now, consistently for about 20 years, the police in Guyana have been killing about one person per month. And some of the excuses given outraged the population, and many of the killings, about 80% of the killings, have been young African Guyanese